We look to someone like Francis, our Pope. Everything he puts out, I shouldn't say everything, almost everything, everything he puts out, again, is pointing to us as opening, encouraging us to open our eyes to the ways of the world that are destroying people. Lack of wages, lack of dignity. Yesterday he talked about the wholesale of children from the Ukraine, smuggled into Russia and sold. Now you say, well, we don't have slavery anymore, but yes, we do in the world. And they're not the only ones who are captive and trafficked. That's another thing we as a church must be fighting against. And our leader, in this case, Francis, makes it public that we do put ourselves in the position of, and here's another political bomb, caring for the immigrant. And we in our city know the ramifications of that. The immigrants who come across the border, I don't want to be political, but come across the border and infiltrate our society. And that causes a great conflict between one city and the government. But the real conflict is these people who are coming from many, many different lands, filtering here through Mexico, are our brothers and sisters. The heresy, you might say, is wiping them all with one brush and saying they all are illegal and they're all not to be entered into the city and they're all to be condemned. We don't do that. Oh, politically we'd like to. We'd like to clean house every day. But we have a Pope who reminds us, can't do that. These are our brothers and sisters. They come over from an Asian country into Europe, and they happen to drown because of the treacherous conditions. We need to mourn for them. I mean, Catholic Charities in our own city is bulging with immigrants that we're clothing and feeding. And I say we because it's our tax dollars, in this case, our tax dollars.